1, 2, 3, 4. Some might be offended that I'm sharing the secret. I'll make an exception because I think you'll keep it. What I'm telling you's true. Cross my heart, hope to die. What have you got to lose? Why would I lie?
Hello and welcome to a special We Always Lie to Strangers, a podcast about Ozark's history, folklore, and beyond. My name is Sharp Woolston.
I'm Raymond Mathis.
And on this show, we may always lie to strangers, or I messed it up. It doesn't matter. This is a We Always Lie to Strangers special. Daniel and Gus are on a camping trip that Raymond and I were not invited on.
Yep.
So instead of doing a full episode, I've got like a flash episode.
That we call Fuck Gus and Daniel.
Yeah. So this is just a little quick fun one. This is about the Ozark Medieval Fortress. It's not even that funny.
It is.
Yeah, well, I bet you didn't know anything about why it came to be.
That part I don't know. What I do know is that it's a ridiculous idea.
Yeah, well, is
hubris.
It?
Hubris.
All right, so this special yarn, and real fast, there's a bunch of French names. I do not speak French.
Oui,
I'm doing my best. I looked up the pronunciations.
Arkansas.
So just deal with me. All right, so in 1979, a Frenchman named Michel Guillot restored a castle named Saint-Fargeau around 2 hours from Paris, which was turned into a tourist attraction.
Okay, Paris, Arkansas?
Excuse me, Paris, France.
You're actually doing good on these French pronunciations, like much better than I thought you were going to do.
Oh, I looked them up. From what I can understand about Saint-Fargeau, I probably messed that up at that time. It looks like it should be Saint Fargo, but it's French. From what I can understand, it was just like a dilapidated castle that this guy helped restore.
Okay, so he didn't start from scratch.
No, this was a restoration project.
Yeah.
So then, okay. in 1997, Guillot purchased land for Guy de Long, which was a castle to be built by hand with authentic 13th century tools. And garb, like, you know,
because the masonry, that wasn't enough. We have to put them in wool.
Yes. I actually, this might have been for the Ozark Medieval Fortress and not the French one, but they were using low-count bed sheets as the primary fabric for making clothing.
But it would have to be, because cotton, 13th century... Europeans have not discovered cotton.
That is true. I hadn't really thought about that.
It is wool. It is very uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. I didn't. No tomatoes.
No tomatoes.
None of that.
Anyway. No potatoes.
So Guillot had been fascinated by medieval construction since he was a teenager, and which is why he wanted to do it. And then Guy de Long turned into a successful tourist attraction in France.
Okay.
So now we get to 2008.
That's so wild, though, that, like there are real medieval castles. Like, why would you just... Well, we restored this one.
Yeah, well, but you don't get to build that one, you know?
Okay.
So in 2008, a French couple named Solange and Jean-Michel Barat, who had retired to Leadhill, Arkansas 20 years prior... Real quick, I will mention that from what I've driven by the site of the Ozark Medieval Fortress, and I remembered it being closer to Omaha.
That's what, yeah. It's all like on the way, on 65 on the way. That's my picture.
But everything that I read said Leadhill, and also the Marats would go back to France every year to, you know, they're from France originally, so they'd go back to visit. And on a trip, they visited Guy de Long.
Mm-hmm.
And so, after visiting, they contacted Guillot to propose building a castle in Arkansas in the style of Guy de Long, enticing Guillot by offering him some of their land in Leadhill.
Okay.
And then Guillot created an LLC of French investors, and the investors contributed $1.5 million to the project.
What? I never knew this was an international project. Yeah. This wow. The thing is, I'm on board right now. Like, this, like, because you're close enough to Branson, right? Like, you're not going to get tons, but you're close enough to Branson. You're close enough to the Buffalo. You're close enough to Eureka. Like, you could get some people.
Ground was broken in June of 2009, and construction began. Construction was planned to take 20 years with a completion date of 2030.
So we're getting close.
The completed castle, which was modeled after a castle near Paris, I don't think Guy Delon, I believe this was like a different real castle, would have 24-foot high, 6-foot thick stone walls, 45 to 60...
How tall?
24 feet high.
Six feet thick?
6 feet thick.
Dang.
I mean, you got to walk up there, you know? You got to take
yeah,
your patrol
around. Yeah, naturally, you're right.
And then they were going to have 45 to 60 foot tall towers, a working drawbridge, and working catapults.
What? Okay.
And all resources were going to be from the Ozarks.
Okay.
They were going to get all their stone, wood, sand, water, dirt, clay, everything locally.
Wouldn't that have made it? Now, I realize I'm probably about to say something stupid, but you know, like the natural stone houses that you see throughout the Ozarks, right?
Yeah, that's an Ozark specialty.
That stone color is very different from what I would call like the French castle stone, right? And
yeah,
I know we have limestone quarries and whatnot, but like, anyways.
It's the Ozark medieval fortress, not the French castle.
Yeah, you're right. They're making it period. Correct. To so, if the French were in Arkansas in the 13th century. That's
yes,
what you're saying.
That's what it would look like. And then they were planning on having workers, including artisans, stone carvers, blacksmiths, basket weavers, and bakers, all working in styles authentic to the 13th century.
Mm-hmm.
And then a team of architectural historians, both French and American, would be on site to make sure the construction was both historically accurate and structurally sound.
Again, like, this isn't a terrible idea. Like, I don't know how you get people to, like, live there, but this seems like something like an art, like a medievalist department of some university, you know, would be like, yeah, no, like this is hands-on, we can study, blah blah blah. Like,
and again, this the French guy that lived in Lead Hill got this idea because he saw this successfully happening in France.
Yeah,
the one the Guy Delon.
Yeah,
I think it's still being constructed. All of the articles I read about this were 10 years old. But the implication that I saw was that Guy Delon is like working and functioning. And so I think whenever, if you see it somewhere else, you're like, wow, this is really working well. And then you can look back and go, why not do this back at home?
Yeah, we're outside of one of the largest urban metro centers in Europe. Why couldn't this work 30 minutes away from Branson?
Yeah. Anyway, well, we're about to find out why it didn't work.
Oh, spoiler.
In May 2010, the Ozark Medieval Fortress was open to the public. There wasn't a huge amount of investment into advertising, as most of the $1.5 million had been spent on the construction of the parking lot and to clear the area in the forest where the castle was being constructed.
Okay, was it a period-accurate parking lot?
I doubt it.
Just tons of horse shit.
I guarantee they were sending big machines to clear cut an area of the forest. Not a lot of money went into advertising, but the opening did receive nationwide media coverage. And Larry the Cable Guy visited on his show Only in America.
Only in America are some French people building something that they already built in France.
I never even heard of that Larry the Cable Guy show.
Where was it on CMT?
I have no idea. I didn't even check. But
this is why you're not a man. You're not a man of the people.
There's like a 90% chance we could find it on YouTube.
That is a great point. What was it called? Only in America?
Only in America.
Cable Guy, Only in America. Sorry, this is the magic of podcasting. It was on the History Channel.
Man, that
there's also something from Ozarks at Large.
What a television channel that went downhill, the History Channel.
I know. It used to be just everything you could ever want to know about Nazis and the Bible, and then, like, we got a little aliens-y.
I remember a 4th of July marathon when I was 11 or 12, and it was just, where were these historical artifacts now? And it was like, where is Jackie O's bloodstained dress?
Oh, man.
It was somewhere. I can't remember where. So investors for the Ozark Medieval Fortress expected 150,000 visitors in the first year. Only 12,000 people came.
And this is when they're like just laying the foundations?
Yeah, this is the first year. They would have been actually building on it for about a year by the time it became open to the public.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, how much of a staff, how much, like... Because I feel like what you can get done in that when it's so much manpower, like, I mean, it's literally all human and beast of burden powered. Even right. if they're, like, bringing the stone there, they're not, like, quarrying the stone, right?
I could never find... Well, they were trying to do everything as authentically as they could.
Yeah.
So, I mean, someone's hitting a quarry with something. I don't know what they're doing.
But the point is, it's like, there's only so much you can do.
Yes.
In a year.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was expected to take 30 years.
Did they find peasants to work it? Was that part of this?
I couldn't find anything about the staff or the amount of people in the staff. But they have got, you know, less than 10% of the expected attendance.
I mean, 12,000 still, like, good, I feel
well,
like.
But I did the math, and... let's say they're open 250 days a year. There's not going to be much going on in the winter, right?
Yeah.
So if you're open 250 days a year, if you're expecting 150,000 visitors, that's 600 visitors a day.
Damn.
When they really just got less than 50 a day.
Okay.
Which isn't terrible unless you've spent $1 million on a parking lot to hold.
Yeah. What they should have done is, like, make it a Ren Fair and then built around, like, make it part of the
establish the
Ren
Fair.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that probably could have
worked. I went to there's a castle, speaking of castle, it was not built by hand, but there's one in Oklahoma in Muskogee that I went to, and I was shocked. It's my first time at a Ren Fair. Just how many people were there.
Yeah, I've never been to a Ren Fair. I know
like
that
thousands.
Popular,
it but. Was so many people. I did watch A Knight's Tale before the night before I went to get in the right headset for it, right mindset.
That makes sense.
Did you see that movie?
I didn't, but I did see Brokeback Mountain and The Dark Knight.
Right, those are
they all
also
Heath Ledger,
but. Very different.
Listen, for not knowing celebrities very well, I just nailed two Heath Ledger movies.
You really did, but it took me that 10 seconds, that pause, to understand how your brain was working. But I got there.
So in 2011, which was a year after the opening, major cuts were given to the payroll, and admission was increased from $12 to $18.
Okay.
But then visitors complained that there were no food or drinks available at the site. And the nearest restaurant was 12 miles away.
Good. And again, you're just seeing people. Like, it's an impressive scale, but it's going to be boring to watch someone shape stone. You're imagining something. Yeah.
Well, you're trying to get Branson tourists to go down, but then you're also asking them to go to the middle of nowhere, not near anything. And then, and I mean that.
Near Diamond City.
Well, the closest restaurant is probably in Diamond City or Lead Hill.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, that's a windy highway. You're
they got a golf course
to do that.
They got a golf course.
Well, then you're also
a country
super,
club.
It's super hot and humid in the summertime. And there's not water or anything available. Most of the French investors never visited the site. And, quote, are not familiar with American culture or language and tried to impose decisions from France without hearing American advice. The Ozark Medieval Fortress closed in 2012, 18 years before the planned construction was finished.
How far did they get?
You know, it said that one of the walls got 12 feet high.
Not bad.
But it also kind of sounds like, when I cite my sources in one of them, it really made it sound like one day someone was just like, hey, we're not doing this anymore, and everyone just left it as it was. So in 2013, the site was listed for sale for $400,000 with a projection that another $1.2 million would be needed to invest after the purchase to finance a restaurant, an RV park, and medieval attractions such as leather and soap making. And that's the story. The newest thing is from 2013. I have one little joke that I put in here, and it's not even really a joke. It was just an observation.
Okay.
So when the construction was started in 2009, Marat, the Frenchman living in Lead Hill, was 69, and whenever the site closed, he was 72, which means, based on his projection, he would have been 90 when it was completed.
Yeah.
So I like to think he was actually honoring the legacy of the great cathedral builders of old that don't live to see their vision finished. And I don't, you know, I didn't check to see if he was alive or not. Well, yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next time, and next time Daniel and Gus will be here. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sharp here. Just a couple of things. One, wanted to mention that cotton made it to Europe in the 9th century AD, but wasn't worn by the common man. After recording, we found a radio piece from Ozarks at Large from the time that the Ozark Medieval Fortress opened, and it seemed like the staff was around 25 people. And then the sources for this were Fixer Upper, Ozark Views, Vassals Welcome by Brett Schulte of the New York Times, Medieval Castle Under Construction in Ozarks by Amy Levitt of the Riverfront Times, and the Ozark Medieval Fortress page on BransonShows.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Dan and Gus should be back next week unless we end up holding on to this and releasing it at the end of the regular episode. So, who knows? Either way, thanks for listening.